This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Mass shootings have many things in common. The perpetrator is an alienated young man who usually broadcasts his intent on social media. Instead of focusing on gun laws and mental health, we should focus attention on the psychology of the shooters. David French writes about the lost boys of American life. In his essay, he quotes from two authors I've discussed in previous commentaries. Robert Putnam is best known for his book Bowling Alone that addressed the crisis of loneliness when few were aware of these dangers. He then went on to write the book Our Kids that explained how kids in crisis grow up in relative isolation from children in healthy families. Another author is Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote about the need to see all these school shootings together rather than looking at each incident independently. As I've mentioned in previous commentaries, he says that school shootings, and later mass shootings in general, represent a form of slow-motion riot. Each new shooter lowers the threshold for the next. His conclusion is ominous. He says the problem is not that there's an endless supply of deeply disturbed young men who are willing to contemplate horrific acts. It's worse. It's that young men no longer need to be deeply disturbed to contemplate horrific acts. We know the profile and can even write the script. Is the shooter an alienated young man? Yes. Did he meticulously plan the shooting? Yes. Did he purchase a gun legally? Yes. Did he repeatedly broadcast his deadly intent on social media? Yes. You know, the red flag laws haven't been effective in the shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Highland Park, Illinois. To stop these shootings, we need to be involved in the lives of these lost boys in America. To put it simply, we're our brother's keeper. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.